I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, January 30th. Well, the Hingham Ferry is not operating again today due to ice in Boston Harbor. The MBTA says all trips to and from Hingham are canceled for today. Commuters faced delays on several commuter rail and subway lines again yesterday due to a variety of equipment problems. In many of the cases, officials are saying the problems are weather-related. Several cancellations were reported for the commuter rail due to what the T called equipment shortages. Trains on a majority of the lines were affected. Keolis, which operates the commuter rail service for the T, said train availability was impacted because coaches need additional maintenance during the extreme winter weather. And on the Red Line, the T said older trains are struggling in the cold and snow. The regular Red Line schedule requires 20 trains. Yesterday, there were 6 newer trains in service. If the T were to remove all of the oldest Red Line cars from service, customers on platforms would have to wait 45 minutes or more for a train, according to the T. The agency said they plan to put some shorter 4-car trains into service in order to reduce headways on the Red Line. Yesterday, the Red Line was a bit better for commuters, most delays closer to 15 to 20 minutes. No official time frame was given for when regular headways may resume. Citing the ongoing snow cleanup, the T is continuing to advise riders to allow extra time and prepare for reduced availability at parking facilities. The T says the Red Line will not be suspended this weekend as previously planned. The T says they have canceled their planned signal upgrades due to the ongoing delays caused by last weekend's storm and the potential for more snow this weekend. Meantime, around-the-clock snow removal operations continue in Quincy business districts and around transit stations after last weekend's storm. Officials are asking motorists to continue to park on the odd side of side streets if possible to aid in snow removal. Residents are also asked to clear snow from fire hydrants to assist the fire department, and preparations are also underway for a potential nor'easter on Sunday that could have some coastal impacts. Well, the Quincy City Council will try again Monday night to repeal the pay raises for the mayor and city councilors. The efforts are once again listed on the agenda for Monday night's meeting at 6:30 at City Hall. The measures were halted at the last meeting when Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona objected without explanation. Council President Ann Mahoney says if there is another objection, she'll force a vote to place the proposals into the Ordinance Committee. Also on the agenda is an open forum and public comment period to begin the meeting. DeBona also objected to that proposal without explanation, but then later said he would support the measure. Also on the agenda, an order requiring the city to disclose financial issues related to the Monroe Building, and a resolution seeking a briefing from the DPW about the city's response to last weekend's snowstorm. The meeting will be carried live on QATV and on QATV.org. Governor Healey filing legislation yesterday to keep U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement out of courthouses, schools, child care programs, hospitals, and churches in what her administration says is the most comprehensive effort in the country to protect against ICE activity in sensitive locations. The legislation also makes it unlawful for another state to deploy its National Guard in Massachusetts without the governor's permission. It allows parents to pre-arrange guardianship for their children in case they are detained or deported. Healey said she also signed an executive order prohibiting the state from entering into any new agreements unless there's a public safety need, prohibiting ICE from making civil arrests in non-public areas of state facilities, and prohibiting the use of state property for immigration enforcement staging. On January 20th, the Trump administration rescinded a policy in which the Department of Homeland Security maintained protected areas that required ICE to refrain from immigration enforcement actions in sensitive locations, including hospitals, houses of worship, courts and school programs. Healy said the loss of that policy is what her new legislation aims to restore. In a statement, Healy said ICE's presence at courthouses creates confusion and chaos and is deterring witnesses, victims, and litigants from coming to court. She says it's resulted in the dismissal of charges and release of defendants. She also said school enrollment has declined dramatically this year in districts with high populations of immigrant students. Healthcare providers have also been reporting that more immigrant families are skipping medical appointments, delaying care, or canceling their health insurance because they fear being detained by ICE. Governor Healy yesterday releasing a five-year statewide plan to address sex trafficking. The plan released by the Governor's Council to address sexual assault, domestic violence, and human trafficking offers a roadmap for Massachusetts with actionable steps to prevent sex trafficking across the state, to improve the lives of survivors, and to hold exploiters and buyers accountable. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, who chairs the Governor's Council to address sexual assault, domestic violence, and human trafficking, said she has met with survivors of human trafficking. The plan is broken up into six recommendation areas with clearly defined outcomes. Each outcome advances a framework for healing, recovery, and accountability over a five-year period. The Skating Club of Boston yesterday hosted a public vigil at Boston Commons Frog Pond to honor those from the skating community who lost their lives in the Washington, D.C. plane crash a year ago. The club lost six members. Coaches Evgenia Shikova and Vadim Namov, skater Spencer Lane and his mother Christine, and skater Jenna Hahn and her mother Jin, when their American Airlines Flight 5342 collided with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter in midair over the Potomac River on January 29, 2025. 67 people in total were killed in the crash. The solemn event included a moment of silence, on-ice performances, and a moment of reflection where attendees lit the pond with glow sticks while the victims' names were read aloud. Governor Healy also paid her respects. The Skating Club of Boston said it chose to have the memorial on Boston Common instead of their own facility due to the outpouring of support they've received from the public. The National Transportation Safety Board held a hearing on the plane crash Tuesday and found that it was 100% preventable. 24 ninth grade Quincy Public School students have a jump start on their college career after recently completing the early college program in partnership with Quincy College. Earlier this month, students graduated during the second annual Accelerated Associate Degree Pathway signing ceremony. Quincy College Vice President of Academic Affairs Karen Manning said in addition to giving students a head start on their college courses, the program also makes good financial sense. The early college program began in the Quincy Public Schools in 2021, allowing qualifying high school students the opportunity to take Quincy College courses while still in high school. The state recently awarded the public schools a $30,000 grant and Quincy College a $50,000 grant to continue the program this year. City of Quincy annual census forms are going out in the mail this week. City Clerk Nicole Crispo is urging residents to fill out and return the forms to avoid being placed on the inactive voter list. Crispo says the census data is critical for the school department and city services and can impact state and federal grants that are received by the city. The 15th annual Chili Bowl Chili Cook-Off will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Howes Neck Congregational Church. You can sample up to 20 different types of chili and vote for your favorite. The event will also feature raffles, baked goods, soda, beer, hot dogs, and chips. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 55. The NASDAQ dropped 172, and the S&P fell 9. Asian stocks are lower. The dollar fell. The euro also slipped, and oil is at $64 a barrel. Sports Bruins beat the Flyers 6-3. They'll be in Tampa Bay Sunday night at 6:30. Tonight, the Celtics host the Kings at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny and cold with a high of 15. Tonight, clear, bitter cold, a low of 3 below. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and cold, high of 19. On Sunday, some snow, but only a couple of inches possible as the potential nor'easter veers further out to sea. There is a coastal flood watch in effect for the 10:30 full moon high tide on Sunday with a high of 23 degrees. Monday, sun and clouds and a high of 32. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet, winds west 15 to 20, gusting to 25, high tide 8:34 a.m. Sunrise 6:59, sets at 4:55. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, January 30th.